Hello, day nine. Welcome to day nine of Unlock Your Inner Goldmine. Wow. Just like I said, time goes by so quickly. 10 days goes by before you know it. Your life does the same thing. Have you noticed? Before you know it, it's middle of July. Before you know it, it's September. Before you know it, it's Christmas again, which is why every single moment matters so much. Every moment that you gave to yourself over the last 8 days, today, including 9 days, every moment when you slow down, you put your hand on your heart and your belly, and you gave yourself time to recognize, to appreciate who you are. Your deep inner gold mine of gifts, potential, abundance that you carry inside of you that shows up in smallest little occurrences and smallest, maybe what seems like moments that really don't matter much. In those moments is actually when everything is possible. So you may think, wow, well, okay, well, I sat there with my hand on my belly and my heart for the last 8 days, and wow, big wapoo. I invite you to honor yourself for having done that. Honor every moment in which you redirected your attention from whatever was already occurring to something that you are choosing. So something that was already occurring to something that you are choosing. What I mean by that is what's already occurring is a replay of what happened a moment before, a day before, a week ago, at the same time, a lifetime ago, decades ago, something that is on autopilot in your programming that keeps recreating your reality. In the moment when you focus on appreciating yourself, in those moments is when everything is possible. Either you keep replaying what you have played up until now, you can predict exactly what will happen tomorrow at 3 because it's exactly what happened today at 3, or you have a choice, one of the most powerful tools that we have as human beings is to choose in a moment. And in those moments that you chose and you put your hand on your heart and your hand on your belly and you appreciated deeply something about yourself and you even recalled an example. So it's not just this like thing I say to you, but you actually grounded in the moment when you remembered you were that way. And maybe you stretched and went out into the world and did something and took action, showed up, behaved, embraced and embodied that gift in the moment, you now opened up a pathway to your inner goldmine. So your mind begins to operate from that place, no longer going into the autopilot occurrence of something that was already going to happen as a repeat of history. And it's going into something brand new as you are creating it from your deep, deep inner wealth, your gold mine. So today, day nine, I'm going to give you two new gifts. New meaning we haven't talked about them this way yet. And I want you to play with them and see what happens. So gift number one. Now, you can call it intuition if you want to put it in the same bucket. I actually think that intuition is a huge umbrella for so many different ways in which we use our inner knowing. So this particular one is like this sudden insights, these pops of wisdom, these like something that drops so heavily in your knowing. It could be a name for your next product. It could be a person to call. It could be a way to say something that you were like, how do I say this in your marketing or to somebody you are offering something to, or your boss or your friend? Like, how do I say this in a way that it conveys it, the value of it, and the intention of it. And then you're going for a walk with your dog. That's usually what happens to me. Or you're taking a shower or you're driving, and all of a sudden the perfect sentence pops in. And you're like, oh my God, this is brilliant. And then you're like, oh, as soon as I pull over, as soon as I get home, as soon as I get out of the shower, I am going to write it down. And then minute later, it evaporates as if it was never there, leaving you with this yearning for that perfect alignment of words, perfect cadence in a sentence. You felt it so deeply, and now it's gone like it was never here, leaving you with that emptiness and yearning. Do you know what I'm talking about? And no matter how much you rack your brain, you're like, I just can't repeat it. I just can't recreate it. Some people will write their like a whole poem, or this happened to me many times, like the words would just start coming out and it was like the perfect sales page for something. And many, many times I didn't record it. I was trusting that I would remember, because when it landed for me, it was so clear. Like it was as clear as my name, something I could never forget. And I knew I would be like, oh yeah, of course I'm going to remember this. And a moment later, it escaped. Like I said, vanished, leaving this empty memory, questioning if it even happened, except I know it did. Those moments of insights, if we begin to capture them, if we begin to start honoring them, but by writing it down, recording it in some way, those moments of insights, we call them flashes of intuition. And insight, it's an inner sight. I see something with my inner eye. I see something with my inner knowing, insight. But we also call it flashes of intuition. And again, they have a quality to them where they drop in with this very grounded affirmation and knowing, and then they disappear, right? Very specific flavor. But if we begin to honor them by recording them in some way, all of a sudden, they become like a string of lights that light up the pathway. And one leads to the next. And when you can look back and you're like, oh my gosh, I wrote that name for the program and I'm glad I did, I used it, but also that led me to this and that led me to this and that led me to this. They begin to like create this pathway. So I want you to right now put your hand on your belly and the other on your heart and appreciate yourself for every single time you honored that flash of intuition. You honored in the moment whatever landed for you. And whether you recorded it or not, in the moment, you were aware that something special was happening. And I want you to, in this moment, appreciate yourself for being open to it. Appreciate your gift of recognizing it as something that matters. That it isn't just like whimsy or a passing cloud in your mind, but it's actually something of substance, something of wisdom, something of knowing. I appreciate myself for the moments that I caught, how special those insights, those flashes were. I appreciate my ability to recognize them. I appreciate my ability to see them, to know them. I appreciate myself for taking the time to record them. I appreciate myself for the flashes of intuition, honoring them. Recall a moment when it happened. Like I'll tell you when I'm sharing this with you right now, a moment that I remember, which is such a silly moment, but I was walking, but I think it explains it so well. I was walking my dog, and where we live, there is alternative street parking. That means that once a month, that side of the street is getting clear and you have to move it around. If you ever lived in a city, you know what I mean. You have to move the car around. And even though we have a garage, we have four cars, and there is always at least one car that's parked that has to be moved. So I was walking my dog and my mind was like, my eyes were guided to look up at one moment. I'm like, what? Why? And it was a sign that said parking restricted between on this day of every month between these hours, no parking for cleaning. There is an official sign and all of that. And I'm like, why am I paying attention to this? Because I already knew that I don't just randomly get my eyes don't just randomly on things, land on things. I said, there is a meaning to it, but I don't know what it is. So I'm going to remember this, but I'm going to keep walking. So I keep walking my dog, And then I got home and I forgot all about it, of course, right? And then the restriction begins at 9 a.m. At 9:15, my neighbor texts me and says, hey, I think you just got a ticket. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, sorry, I saw your car and I totally didn't like think to remind you to move it. And I think they just drove by and gave tickets. And I went to look at my car and for sure I got a ticket. Big deal? No, I paid the tickets, $50. But remember, something was telling me to look at, to pay attention to that sign about restrictions. And if in that moment, maybe I made I was thinking like, what could have I done? Or maybe set a reminder, right? Like an alarm clock for when I get home, like, I knew the restriction begins at 9 a.m., set an alarm clock for 8:55, alarm go off and it says move the car. I could have done that. I've been doing things like that since then, believe me. So it could be something like that, or it could be a moment when you were really like downloaded a name for an offering that just became this pillar of your work and you didn't even know, like Sacred Success. When I downloaded Sacred Success, it was almost 7 years ago. And at the beginning, I had no idea what to do with it. And then I did some research and I found out that there is actually somebody else who does work with that name, but she's not very present. She's not she's not doing a lot with it. And then I started to pay attention to it. I started to do research. I started to take notes. And all of a sudden, it became this body of work under Sacred Success. My programs are called Sacred Success Alignment, Sacred Success Mastery, Sacred Success Salon for the summits that I create. So it became this thing, and the way that it came, it was very like, it was just like a moment in time when I was like, oh, what is that about? I don't even know. So recall that moment before I go too deeply into it. Recall a moment when you did honor that flash of insight, that flash of intuition. Appreciate yourself for that. And if you choose to work with this gift, bring it forward. If you choose to work with this gift, bring it forward. Bring it forward, meaning whatever it is that you are doing today, whatever it is that you are engaging with today, be extra aware of those tiny moments of insight, tiny moments of flashes of intuition that may be significant, mean something, and guide you towards direction of that is like becomes the gold mine on the outside in your life. So, second gift that I want to offer to you today is a gift of wisdom, a gift of wisdom. So, one way that we look at this particular gift, now I know it's such a big name, gift of wisdom, but the way that we are honoring this gift is knowing with your third eye. It's, for example, you're looking at somebody and you have an insight about them. You see something about them that you don't know yet, but something about you knows something. Like you may have an insight of like, oh, I wonder who called them ugly yesterday. Like you just have this thought and you're like, what is this about? You just see something about somebody, or you see a couple and they may be holding hand and you're like, they just broke up. Why are they holding hands? Like there may be a moment of confusion. Right? People do this all the time where they try to cover up something that happened, but you see something and you're like, something is off about this person. I don't know what it is. And it doesn't have to be negative. It could be something that's beautiful too. Like, wow, this person, why am I all of a sudden like really inspired being around this person? something about them is just so inspiring. Like, I have people tell me all the time, I love your energy. I love being in your energy. They don't understand why, but there is something that they see about me with your inner, with your third, with their third eye that is activating something in them. So this is a gift of wisdom, a particular kind of a wisdom that's not written on paper, that you don't necessarily know about somebody. You just have a knowing. And some people are like, oh, you know, I see it. I'll tell you, I never actually see it. I just know it. It's a particular flavor of wisdom that I know something about somebody that I don't have to tell them. I don't have to share with them. I don't have to do anything about, but I just have this knowing about them. And very often when I was younger, I would discredit it. Well, for example, if I would look at somebody and I see guilt and I didn't understand what it meant, but I just like saw something about them that just like made, like I had this, all of a sudden I would have this story come up in my mind. Like I would see an image and a situation. I'm like, it would just come up in my awareness. And I'm like, why is this coming up? And I would just discredit it, like crazy imagination, right? But actually, like a movie scene would come up when I would look at somebody and I'd be like, why is this movie scene coming up? And then as I got older, I realized that it's actually a gift of wisdom. I have a certain knowing about people, like a movie scene could come up because it symbolizes a situation this person has gone through in their life. Or I would see something about this person. And now I use it in my work and I can actually guide my clients. I don't even have to tell them everything, but usually I do, like, hey, this is what I'm seeing. But again, it's not seeing, it's knowing, right? And I share it with my clients and I ask them, is this what's coming up? Like, is this true? And in the past, I would be like, oh no, like nobody wants to know that I know this. Like who would want to know these things that I know this? But now, whatever you label it, I already hear somebody say, oh, it's this, whatever you're labeling it, it's a gift of having a wisdom about something or somebody that isn't obvious, that somebody isn't saying, that somebody isn't walking around with a big sign on their forehead saying, my husband just left me. But you're looking at a woman and you're like, why is she so sad? What, her husband left her? What? What? You can call it intuition. Go label it intuition. It's all intuition. What I'm giving you is access to seeing it in a different way. So instead of labeling it all intuition, you can actually begin to access deeper layers of how things occur to us that isn't just all wrapped up under intuition. Yes, it is a big umbrella of intuition, but there are these tiny ways, these layered like instances that we may just all just dismiss because we're not aware that that's how it could show up. So if you choose to work with this gift today, first of all, appreciate yourself again for trusting yourself that when you see or know something, you actually honor it. I appreciate myself for that. Maybe it's never happened to you. Or maybe you didn't realize it's never happened to you until this moment, but now you know, yes, it totally has happened to me. I remember that one time. Appreciate yourself right now. And now if you choose to play with this gift, I'm inviting you to go forward in the next 24 hours and become aware. Become aware of knowing something about people, something about situations. You don't have to do anything about it, but just honor and appreciate that you have that gift within you. Honor and appreciate yourself for having it. It is extremely valuable. You just haven't given it enough credit yet, but this is the time to do that. So as we keep playing in our last day, and I cannot wait to see you on day 10 for our third call, really acknowledge yourself, really deeply acknowledge yourself for being in the game. And I want you to use either one of the gifts today, whichever one you use. And I want you to, if you haven't yet, begin to direct it towards your relationship with money. What is the wisdom, the knowing that I haven't honored that money has been showing me? Or what is that flash of intuition that I am receiving today about money that I'm completely ignoring? If you're playing with that gift, you're going to get a flash about something that's going to lead you towards a bountiful relationship with money, healthy, bountiful, abundant relationship with money, if you don't disregard it in the moment. This is the intention that I'm setting for you today. And because we are playing in this very potent container, there is a pretty good chance you're going to receive a flash of insight or know something with your wisdom, with your third eye, know something about somebody or something that will guide you to unlocking a deeper layer of your inner gold mine. Here is to appreciating the depths of you you have never gone to up until now.